I wish I were Jean-Luc Picard. I don't think it would be that hard to sip Earl Grey and save the day while boldly going through the stars. Or maybe I'd be Captain Mal, a shining six gun as my pal. Sexy, broken, full of jokes, even as things have gone to hell. Oh, I wish I were Starship Captain.
This podcast is brought to you by Noble Knight Games, where satisfaction is guaranteed. Since 1997, Noble Knight Games has been serving gamers' needs globally. They stock over 100,000 new and out-of-print board games, role-playing games, CCGs, minis, and war games. They have it all. Noble Knight Games always deliver what they promise. Speedy shipping coupled with excellent and friendly customer service makes shopping here a no-brainer. You'll find discounted pricing on most imprint games and reasonable prices on out-of-print and rare items. With over 15 years in the business, they know how to package your order so it arrives safely anywhere in the world. Want to transform your old games into that new item you've had your eye on? Check out their trading and selling your games section. They provide the shipping labels, you box up your games, and that's it. Don't forget to sign up for their weekly email newsletter where you can discover new and rare finds. Visit them online at noblenight.com.
Welcome to Geeks Explicitly. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Geeks Explicitly is the only member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network to discuss all aspects of geek life. That's right, we cover it all from A to Z, and we're not afraid to pop out F-bomb here or there, or to talk about things in any sort of way. This is episode 24, and this episode is going to be talking about something I love to do this time of year. I got started doing this with my other show, Wargaming Recon, and then I thought it'd be really cool to do it here on Geeks Explicitly, and that is, I like to give a holiday gift guide. So in this episode, episode 24, I'm going to talk about some geeky gifts that you can give to the geek in your life. And we all have a geek in our life, whether it's ourselves, a friend, maybe a significant other, or, you know, all sorts of people, coworkers, whatever. You know someone who has some sort of geeky interest, and I have a bunch of different gift ideas here. All sorts of different price ranges, everything from, I think it's like $5, or under $5 actually, all the way up to almost $300, depending on what you want to spend and who you want to give it to. An idea for just about anyone. So I want to talk about all of these, and they're in no particular order. I have about 15 or so, I think, different ideas. And I've searched all over the interwebs, and I've looked around, and I found some cool different gifts and different types of gifts. And they're just, some of them are, they're just all really neat kind of things. Like I had said, I started doing this on my other show, Wargaming Recon. I did this a few years back, actually, quite a few years back, where I would break down some different ideas and separate them out by price. So there'd be like an under 10 category, up to 100, or, you know, whatever. And I'd give different ones, and I would say why they were. And on that, people seemed to really enjoy it. So I had done that for a little while and then took a break. And when I came back and did it, that episode, the second time I had done my holiday gift guide, is one of my most popular episodes of Wargaming Recon. I thought, you know what? People need ideas for the people in their lives. And on Wargaming Recon, I talk about gaming, historical gaming, wargaming, all that kind of stuff. I give those kind of ideas. But here in Geeks Explicitly, we get to have a little more fun in a different avenue where I can talk about kind of cool and interesting geeky kind of things. Stuff that, you know, might be out of the mainstream, that maybe they fit some sort of fandom, or they're just kind of cool or interesting sort of things. They don't have to be gaming per se. They just kind of cover all sorts of different stuff. And they could be something from things that would be of use in your kitchen to things that you could use in your living room or your bedroom to things that maybe you might wear, things at the office, things in your car, things you can use disposably, and things that are reusable, and just all sorts of cool gift ideas. I'm going to do my best to get through them all and try to talk a little bit about each of them, and I might not be able to get in depth on each of them. But don't worry, because you can get the whole list by going to the show notes for this episode. You want to head on over to trollitc.com/GE24. That's right, trollitc.com GE24. Go there, you'll have the whole list, and there are hyperlinks on there. You just click on them, and they'll take you to where you can purchase this or find out more information about these items online so you can get your holiday shopping done. I know that Black Friday has already come and passed, and Cyber Monday as well, but there's still time to shop. Whatever the holiday is that you are celebrating, it could be Christmas, could be Hanukkah, it could be Kwanzaa, you could be celebrating Festivus, whatever the case happens to be, you could be making up your own holiday. You could be celebrating, I don't know, the Star Wars holiday special and the fact that it's not on the air anymore. And you could be celebrating that by wanting to buy some cool gifts that maybe one of my ideas will be just what you need to give that special geek in your life. So starting off, and again, these are in no particular order, but I want to kick things off with a really cool gift for all of you who love Doctor Who. And this is, it's really cool. This is a Doctor Who sonic screwdriver of the kind used by the 11th Doctor Who, I believe. And the cool thing about this is that it's actually a screwdriver. So it looks like a replica of what is used on the show. It costs $39.95, and of course the shipping or whatever, as the case happens to be. But then on top of it, it's an actual, I kid you not, an actual screwdriver. And you may have heard me doing a little bit of clicking around, because I just wanted to get some of the cool information about this actual screwdriver. And that's one of the reasons why it's a little more expensive. So this, like I said, is a fully functioning actual screwdriver. It has three different sizes in it, small, medium, large. You have interchangeable heads, so you can use Phillips or regular flathead tips. And then all the pieces fit inside of the screwdriver. It lights up, it makes sound, it uses some special 1.5 volt batteries that come with it. It's solid metal. It's just like the one, like I said, used by the 11th Doctor Who. It looks really cool. And also, maybe if you're not a Doctor Who fan and you just want a kind of cool thing, maybe you're into a little steampunk, it kind of has that kind of cool steampunk kind of look. It has, you know, some green on and a little kind of brass and all sorts of stuff. And it's really cool. I've seen other things like this that are replicas of the different Doctor Who sonic screwdrivers that are, you know, just a replica. They're just a prop. Or they might be a pen, and that seems to be kind of often. Or they're used as a cool thing to hang on your keychain. But this is the only time that I've seen one that is actually a screwdriver. There may be other ones out there that are real screwdrivers. I haven't seen it. And if you have, I'd love for you to tell me about it. So be sure to post your comment on the show notes for this episode. That's right, trollitc.com/GE24. And tell me where you've seen it. Or you can send me an email. You send that over to geeksexplicitly@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you to see what you thought about this and if you found one elsewhere. Another item on the list, and of course you knew I was going to be having some items that would fit into this category, and it's a Star Wars item. It's really expensive. I think it's actually the most expensive item on my list here that I have for all of you as potential gift ideas. It's a voice-activated R2-D2. It costs $279.77. No, it is not cheap, but it is really cool. And I'll have a link, of course, to it in the show notes. But you can get it over at Amazon. And I think they're running out of them quickly. So if you want one, you're going to want to go ahead and buy it sooner rather than later. So it's an interactive Star Wars R2-D2. Like I said, it's voice activated. I've seen this in stores before, and I think it's out of stock now. Really, the only way you're going to be able to buy it is by getting it on a place like Amazon or eBay. And it's really cool. Like, you tell it what to do, and it will do it. You tell it to come here, and it'll come here, and all sorts of kind of stuff. It's really easy to control. He's about almost, or maybe just a little bit taller than 2 feet tall, I think. He rolls around, he beeps, he makes noises, he lights up. It's really, really cool. And one of the things that I think is kind of funny, and I saw some commercials for this a while back, you tap him on the head a little too hard, and then R2 gets annoyed at you, so he makes some annoying, whistly kind of sounds, and then he, like, backs away from you, and he's like, ee! Or if you say, hey, R2, do you remember who Darth Vader is? He cowers in fear. So it's really, really cool. He has all sorts of the usual R2-D2 things, that utility arm. He has the sound processing microphones, he has a light beam, he has a removable sensor scope, you know, the thing that came out of the top. He has a soda holder. You can put a can of beer in there, a bottle of beer, whatever you want. His whole head, the dome, it rotates. There's over 40 different commands that you can give it. You do have to do a little bit of assembly, I believe, but I'm not 100% positive about that. Like I said, on Amazon, almost $280, the most expensive item here on the list. But what Star Wars fan would not love to have their own voice-activated, interactive R2-D2? An actual R2, you could be like, come on, R2. And he goes, doo-doo-doo-doo! And how cool would that be? I mean, we've all seen things like on, you know, How I Met Your Mother, how Barney at one point had the life-size, full, cool plastic Stormtrooper. And I know I was like, oh my god, I want one of those. And I think that was like $4,000 or something. But you could get your own R2 who is actually interactive and will respond to your voice for just under $300, under $280 actually. It's a really cool thing to consider, and maybe it's something that you might want to gift yourself. Or you know, you have another Star Wars fan in your life who you just have to give this to. So you're going to want to go ahead and act fast, because it's just a cool toy, a cool gift idea. And I believe there's not very many left on Amazon. So you're going to want to get going while the going is good. Now moving on the list to the third item on this list of geeky gifts for the holidays is a cool toy. And the toy's a lot cheaper than that R2 is. The toy is only $49.99. Now, who among us has not ever played with a Nerf gun, right? Nerf makes all sorts of really cool things. They make great Nerf balls and just all sorts of cool toys. Well, what I think they're really well known for, at least for me and my friends, are the Nerf guns. The cool plastic guns, and they fire the, you know, soft darts, and they fire the soft balls. So, yeah, you know, you're shooting at your friends or whatever. No one really gets hurt. It's just like, you know, it's soft. It's kind of foamy, and it bounces off you, and it's like, oh. But they're really cool, and it's a cool way you could do maybe a little bit of live-action role-play using these, as maybe some sort of Judge Dredd sort of setup, and everyone has their own Nerf guns. Now, this is a really cool Nerf gun. It is the Nerf Endstrike Stampede. It's basically a machine gun. It has this shield that kind of protects you, really. So if people are shooting at you, the shield might cause it to bounce off. It's a fixed-place gun, so you're going to find a spot, you put it there. It has a huge magazine that fires, I believe, the darts, and you just keep pulling the trigger, and I think it's like semi-automatic, and they'll just keep on firing out, and you're there, and you get your end strike stampede, and you're like, bam, 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 and knocking everyone out, just hitting them all. Imagine if you were paintballing, right, or laser tagging, and you had something like this, instead of, you know, Nerf darts, it was firing lasers or paintballs, and you're just going, bam, 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 bam. You'd get everyone. Of course, you'd be a huge target, but it'd be a lot of fun to have, and it's only $49.99. There's all sorts of information on the Nerf website. Again, we've got a link in the show notes. It's a really cool idea. I actually thought of my buddy Murph when I saw this, because he loves Nerf guns. And ages and ages and ages ago, way before I was married, Murph and my buddy Steve D and I think quite a few others of us, happened to be in a 24-hour Walmart. We were, you know, going up and down the aisles and looking at the toys and collectibles and electronics. And we happened across a sale of Nerf guns. And so we all bought a bunch of Nerf stuff, just a shit ton of Nerf guns, and had this huge thing, and we were just having a blast firing these stupid Nerf guns and just going all over the place. It was a huge, huge blast. It was a lot of fun. So maybe it's something that you and your friends might want to do. It's a cool way to have some fun and get maybe a little aggression out, but nobody really get hurt at all, which is really cool. Again, the Nerf Endstrike Stampede is only $49.99. You can find that all over the place. Again, link in the show notes, so you can go ahead and buy it online or get some more information about that. Now, moving on, we have another expensive gift, and this is actually really cool. And I think these are all really cool gifts, but this is really cool in a different way, because this next gift really appeals to me, and I think it would appeal to a lot of people who like to dress nicely. So the next gift is a Wi-Fi in... It's actually a set of Wi-Fi and USB cufflinks. So these are nice silver-looking cufflinks. And for anyone, like, I like to wear shirts with French cuffs. You know, you got to fold them back, and you wear your cufflinks, and you shoot your cuffs, and you just look so cool. I like to wear these to work, but, I mean, of course, depending on what you do for a job, not really what you're going to do. But if you want to dress up, if you want to suit up, to quote Barney Stinson, you know, you want to suit up, you get in your French cuffs, and little does everyone know, your cufflinks, they're USB drives, they're thumb drives. And what makes it even cooler is the fact that one of them, or both maybe, but they come with this Wi-Fi repeater sort of thing. And so you just plug it into a USB drive on a nearby computer, and you can just be like, do-do-do, and it's very, like, spy-like, like James Bond. You just plug it in, and then meanwhile, you go and do whatever else, and the information is being wirelessly transferred between your USB cufflinks and whatever computer that you happen to do. So you could be on the Wi-Fi network and get an access and transfer the data. You know, you could be stealing those state secrets. Not really, because that's illegal. But, like, if you're pretending to be, like, James Bond, as I was talking about, stealing those state secrets, or, you know, something like a burn notice or whatever, and you're doing your thing, or just like a cool way to be like, hey, I'm at work, I'm an accountant, or whatever you happen to be in your day job, and you plugged in, you get your French cuffs on, and that information is going back and forth, or maybe you're just backing up some songs from your iTunes account, or things that you're going to put in your Dropbox or whatever. A lot of really cool uses, and again, they look really nice, very stylish. $250 though, so not exactly cheap. There's another set of cufflinks that are silver cufflinks. They're only USB. They don't have the Wi-Fi, and they're, I think, like 100 and 110 maybe. So they're more affordable, but still not cheap. But, you know, depending on what you want to spend, still really cool. They all look nice. Get a nice white shirt with the French cuffs, and oh, gee, just perfect. So as you can tell, I'm geeking out about dressing nicely. I love to get dressed nicely to work, wear nice, a pair of pants and cool shoes and my nice tie and shirt and just everything. It's just, it's really cool, and it's a way to be kind of geeky but still fit in with your office attire, so you could be geeky at work without being overt about it, which is really cool. Moving on is an item that I've looked at for a long time, and I've tried to get my wife to be like, oh, let's get these. And she's like, yeah, they're really cool, but for whatever reason, we never have, and, you know, maybe we will. But these, on the next item, it's actually a whole set of items. They are Icon throw pillows. And they're $29 per pillow, or you can get the entire collection of them for $149. And these are throw pillows that are graphically look like, they're the shape of, or whatever, of different computer icons. So, like, they have a whole set of Mac ones. There's, like, the Finder icon. There's, you know, the System Preferences icon. They have icons for, like, Windows. They have, like, the AOL Instant Messenger icon, and just all sorts of different icons there. And they're just, it's really cool. So it's like the stuff on your computer screen, but it's decorating your home where you live, your apartment, your condo. It's decorating your house. So when all your friends come over and you're sitting down watching Firefly, you're sitting down watching Doctor Who, or, you know, Big Bang Theory, whatever you happen to be watching, maybe you're having a LAN party, maybe you're playing some Minecraft, or whatever you're doing, just watch it, you're watching Star Wars. You have all these cool, geeky computer icon throw pillows just all over the place. So you're there, and, I mean, they look so comfortable, and they're affordable. They're only $29 per pillow. You get all the pillows, and it's like a whole set. There's tons of pillows for $149. Just, it's really cool. They look really nice. They look well-made. I think they're fantastic. It's a great way to be geeky but kind of grown up and mature at the same time, but still have, you know, show what some of your cool geeky interests are. Now, most of the items that I've been talking about have been either gender neutral or maybe kind of geared towards men, like those Wi-Fi and USB cufflinks. Yeah, if you're a lady, you might have French cuff shirt for whatever reason and could wear that, but really kind of geared towards men more so. But the next item is not only affordable, but it's something that you can get for the girl in your life, the geeky girl in your life. And what's not to love for that? Because I know a lot of time, people might have a hard time trying to shop for the women in their life. And you're thinking, what the heck can I get? And you don't really know. But every girl that I've ever met has loved jewelry. And if they're geeky, they could very well love this next item. It is a set of Star Wars logo earrings. So they have a couple different designs to pick from. The earrings are $24.99. That gets you both earrings. You know, one for the left ear, one for the right. They're really nicely made. They're beautiful. You have the Imperial logo. There's a Rebel Alliance symbol. And so they're just really nice earrings. And it's a cool way, again, you could dress it up, dress it down. It would fit just about whatever need happens to exist with the geeky girl in your life. You can get these $24.99. Get both, right? Get it for friends, get it for whoever, and get it for yourself. And maybe you have pierced ears and you're a guy, whatever, you want to wear these things, go the fuck ahead, whoever, who cares? And you can show off that, whoa, you love the Empire at heart, you're always been a Rebel Alliance person, you just want to break free from the Imperial Senate and show them who's boss or whatever. So you can get these really cool earrings. Again, they're cheap, only $24.99. They're really nicely made. They look really good. I don't know what else to say about them. They're just that cool, and they're something that I think many people would enjoy. So I want to move on, and I want to cover something that actually could be used in your kitchen. So this is something that I myself have looked at for quite a while, and I've often said, oh, I really like this. I want to get this. I wish someone would get it for me. Well, no one's gotten it for me. I haven't bought it for myself, but maybe it's something that you might want to get, and it's another Star Wars item. Yes, I know. I've had, let's see, one, two, I've had three Star Wars items so far in the list. I can't promise that's all that is in here, but you guys know how much I love Star Wars, and I'm trying to get other stuff in here for other fandoms, but I mean, come on, it's fucking Star Wars. So the next item is really cool. It's an ice cube tray, and when the ice comes out, the ice is Han Solo in carbonite. What's not to love? The iconic imagery, you know, of Han Solo trapped in carbonite with his hands out, coming almost, actually coming out of the carbonite. You remember him in Jabba's palace, hanging on the wall, or in Cloud City as Boba Fett is walking next to him, being wheeled out to the Slave One, and he's there, and he's trapped in carbonite after Princess Leia says, I love you, and he goes, I know, and he's trapped there. You could have him trapped in your drink, whatever you're having. Maybe you're going to have a scotch. Maybe you're going to have, you know, whatever. You're going to have some Kool-Aid. You're going to have your Mountain Dew or any sort of beverage you want to have, a glass of water. You get your Han Solo trapped in carbonite ice cubes, and you get them floating around in your drink. It only costs $5.99 to get the whole ice cube tray. It makes multiple Han Solo in carbonite. And there's other really cool ice cube trays out there. There's other cool Star Wars ones. There's one out there for the Titanic sinking, which I think maybe a little more in bad taste than cool, but you know, the Titanic is broken up and then there's iceberg and stuff. But there's all sorts of really cool geeky ice cube tray kind of things out there. But I think this is probably the coolest one I've come across. Han Solo and carbonite. Any Star Wars fan has to have it in their freezer. So when your buddies come over, all your friends are there, you're like, hey, you want a drink? Let me freshen it up with a cool ice cube. You pop it in, and they're like, wait a sec, it's fucking Han Solo in your fucking drink. How awesome is that? Again, only $5.99. Don't forget, I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you. We're about halfway through the list almost. Everything on this list you can find on the show notes to this episode. So you want to head on over, and I've mentioned this a few times, but I just want to make sure that you're able to easily find this, because when you go to the show notes, you'll be able to click through the links, you'll be able to see pictures of everything, get pricing, you'll be able to buy it online and all that. The show notes are on our blog. You want to head on over to trollitc.com/GE24. That's right, trollitc.com/GE24, and I'll have the whole list there with links to everything. I'll have the prices. And again, the prices are accurate as of the time that I am recording this, which actually is November 28th. So whenever you listen to this, the prices might be different. But as of the time that I'm recording it, these prices are accurate and these items are available. The next item on the list is, yes, it's another Star Wars item. I promise, though, it is the last Star Wars item that I have on the list. And this is a t-shirt. Anyone can wear it. It's really cool. The t-shirt, the price ranges from $17.99 to $19.99, and the t-shirt is this awesome, nice t-shirt. I believe it's black, and it says Han Solo. It just says Han shot first. You know it, I know it, but our kids might not know it. Younger geeks might not know it. Younger family members might not know it, because George fucking Lucas decided to say, do you know what? I don't like that Han Solo shot first. I don't like that the Ewoks don't blink. I'm going to change this. I'm going to make Ewoks blink. And more importantly, more substantially, I'm going to make it so that Greedo shoots first and then Han Solo shoots second. No, he fucking didn't do that. Han Solo shot first. It tells you so much about his character at that point, and as it changes throughout the films, his development, it's so important, it's integral to who Han Solo is and what kind of person he is as a character. Han Solo fucking shot first. You can tell everyone that by wearing this t-shirt or getting it for any sort of Star Wars fan in your life. It says, Han shot first. Very, very important that we all remember that. It's a cool gift. Nice looking t-shirt. Like I said, it ranges in price from $17.99 to $19.99. You can't go wrong with it. Just a really cool gift idea. And they have all sorts of different sizes. You can get it all. And I just like it. I think it's fantastic. It's a cool gift idea that you can wear. This next item that I'm going to mention, you could either hang up on your Christmas tree, you could hang up around your house, or you could even hang it up at the office. And this is really cool for all of you Doctor Who fans. It is a string of lights of the TARDIS. That's right, the TARDIS is there. So you have the TARDIS hanging up, and it looks like that police call box, right? The iconic blue police call box, and there's a bunch of them on the string, and they light up. You can put it on your Christmas tree. Like I said, you can put it in your office. It's a cool way to show your geekdom and your appreciation of Doctor Who. It costs $19.99 per string. Buy it online. Buy as many strings as you want. Do your whole Christmas tree. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to make my whole Christmas tree Doctor Who. You can buy Doctor Who Christmas ornaments. You can buy this for your string of lights and just get tons of them and put it all up. It's really, really cool. Not a whole lot I can say about it other than it looks cool. It's affordable. It's only $19.99. You can buy it online. It's Doctor Who. It's iconic TARDIS. It is what it is. The next item is also another Doctor Who, and actually the last Doctor Who item on the list that I have for you. And it is a poster for the Daleks, because they are my favorite in Doctor Who. And you're thinking, really? They look like weird squid people trapped in that metallic body, and they just want to kill everyone. They want to exterminate everybody, right? They want to kill us all. Kill everything, kill everyone, destroy it all. That's what they meant to do. But this poster says, to victory. It costs $8.99. You can buy it online. It's a cool full-color poster. There's this awesome picture of a Dalek there with their iconic, you know, eye-stalk-looking gun sort of thing. It says, to victory. It kind of makes me think of some of those iconic Star Wars posters that you've seen. The nice strong imagery with the cool font and the nice colors and everything. It'd be really cool. You can buy it, like I said, for only $8.99. That gets you the poster. It's unframed. You can frame it somewhere. Go buy a frame at Michael's, AC Moore, whatever. You can get a cheap frame. Or through the website where you will buy it. And again, I'll have a link to it in the show notes. But on the website, you can pay for them to frame it. It's pretty pricey, though. I probably wouldn't do that. It's like $40 or $50 for them to frame it. You're better off, I think, you know, getting the size, you get in the poster size, and then just getting a frame for it at like a place like AC Moore, Michael's, Hobby Lobby, or whatever happens to be near you, and just buy, you know, just a regular frame, a nice black frame, or whatever color you like, and hang it up on your wall. It's cool. You can put it in your study, you can put it in the office, in the den, you can put it in your man cave, you can put it wherever the hell you want, put it in your movie theater. Maybe you have your own home theater. Put it there, and just really cool to do. And like I said, it's only $8.99. I know some of the things on this list have been pretty pricey, like that R2 was the most expensive. Those cufflinks were really expensive. The throw pillows, if you got them all, were more expensive. But then quite a few things I'm trying to include here are more affordable. Maybe you're going to be getting some of these things for your friends, or maybe you're doing it where there's like a price cap. Maybe you can only spend $10, $15, maybe $20, $25. So there's different options here for different things, and they're, most of these are gender neutral, which is really cool, because if you're doing like a Secret Santa, a Yankee swap, you don't really know who's going to get it, so you want to make it so it's something that almost anyone could like. And if you're doing it with like a bunch of geeks, this way, generally, people are probably going to be pretty happy with just about any of them. Moving on, the next item is also really affordable. It is a Minecraft sticky notepad, which I guess is just the way that they get around the fact that Post-it is copyrighted and trademarked and all that kind of stuff. But basically, it's Minecraft Post-its. Now, these cost $9.99. And what's really cool about them is the Post-it, it's a stack of Post-its, and it looks like a stack of rock or gravel, I think, actually, in Minecraft. And so you write what you want, you tear the top one off, and you tear the second. And as you work your way through, you're going to notice that, of course, it's still clear enough so you can write, but it looks like the stone, the rock, has been getting damaged. So anyone who's played Minecraft knows that as you're whacking away at stone, at gravel, as you're whacking away at it, you can see that it starts to get a little pixelated, and that's the damage you're doing to it as you break it down. And so as you work your way towards the bottom of the pile of these Minecraft, quote-unquote, post-its, you're going to see that it gets more and more and more damaged on the face where you write to show that you're working your way at it and digging down until you get in the whole thing and putting it into your inventory so that you can then go make a stone axe or whatever the case happens to be, a stone hoe, whatever the case happens to be. So this Minecraft sticky notepad is only $9.99. It's really cool. Everyone needs to leave a note for yourself. It's sticky, so you can like a post-it. If you've used post-its and who hasn't, you write yourself a little note and you put it on your computer, you put it on your desk. Hey, don't forget to get the milk. Don't forget that Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome is on tonight on channel whatever. Make sure to watch, you know, whatever. And you write yourself a little note or the fact, must write letter to Joss Whedon to say how much I loved Avengers and why won't he do more Firefly or you know, whatever the fuck you want to put. And that way you have your little note, and then as you do it, your Minecraft cube gets smaller, of course, but then it shows the battle damage, so to speak, of you hacking away at it. Just really, really cool. Speaking of Joss Whedon, the next item, which only costs $11.99, is a really cool keychain. It's a Serenity keychain. So you have this keychain, you have a nice cool model of Serenity on there. It's made out of, I think, pewter. It's some sort of metal. Looks like pewter to me. Could be sterling silver, but I think it's actually pewter. So you have it on your keys, and that way you have Serenity with you wherever you go. You can always be thinking of Inara and Captain Mal and the whole gang there on Serenity as they're traveling through space and avoiding Reavers and just doing everything that they're doing. It's just a cool gift, something again for yourself or anyone else. If you love Serenity, who wouldn't love to have something like this? Only $11.99. Again, there'll be a link in the show notes. And now, guys and girls and geeks, one and all, I have three more things to mention, and that'll be it for this really long episode of Geeks Explicitly. The next item costs as little as $3.99 or as much as $4.99. So, growing up, you must have played with Legos, and you probably still do. Legos has tons of stuff. Now, this is a really, really cool Lego gift. It is a Lego mini storage box. So it looks like the traditional, you know, the Lego brick that everyone knows. It's iconic, and it hurts like hell if you step on it with your bare feet. So don't fucking do that, because that just, I think that's worse than getting stabbed. It's awful. You step on it, and you're like, oh, motherfucker, it hurts. So they have them in different sizes, and that represents the different prices, of course. And the top comes off, and you can hide stuff in it. Not a lot of space, but, you know, maybe something that you want to have at your desk so that it kind of fits in with everything. Hiding something in plain sight. You can put a little money in it. You could put the secret codes to the Death Star in there, the schematics or whatever the case happens to be. It's a cool kind of thing. It's a little something to have. It's geeky. It's neat. It's iconic. What's not to love? Nice colors. Again, you can hide shit in it. So it's really cool. The next item is not tied to any particular fandom, but I'm going to tie it to a certain fandom, and I'm sure you'll be able to guess which fandom I'm tying it to as soon as they tell you the name of it. So this is called Instacloth Towel in a Tablet. There's 32 tablets. You buy them for $5.90 for all 32. You put it into a little water, and once it's hydrated, it comes up and it ends up being the size of like a face cloth. And yes, I said towel, so of course I'm going to tie it to Douglas Adams and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because no hitchhiker is complete without, of course, the Guide to the Galaxy, which has a big friendly letters on the front, don't panic, and of course a towel, because without your towel and of course the Guide to the Galaxy with the friendly letters saying don't panic, no traveler, no hitchhiker is complete. So you always have to have your towel, especially on National Towel Day. International Towel Day, I guess, is more accurate. And this is one way to do it. You can have your tablets and you keep the tablets in your pocket and you go, you know what, I need a towel for whatever reason. Lots of different uses. If you need to know of some other uses for a towel, be sure to read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, Restaurant at the End of the Universe, so forth and so forth and so forth. And you'll be able to find different uses for a towel. Maybe you just need you had a bunch of wings, right? And you need to wipe off your hands, or you had some Cheetos and you're going to be gaming And you don't want to be touching that NES controller with Cheetos all over your hand, because that's just being a scumbag, right? So you hydrate your towel that you had in tablet form, and you're like, voila! And you wipe your hands and clean and good to go, and then you can start playing your Super Mario Brothers, which would be really cool. Again, $5.90, which seems a little odd. Maybe I mistyped that, and it's really $5.99. It's under $6 for 32 tablets of the Instacloth towel in a tablet. Really cool idea. A little different, but again, I'm trying to tie it to Douglas Adams and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And the final, the last, the end of my list here. I was looking for another synonym there. The end of this list is a Minecraft item. And it is a sheet of magnets. It's Minecraft blocks. There's different ones for the different types of blocks that you find in Minecraft. And these are magnets. You put them on whatever the hell you want to put on that's magnetized. So you have wood, you have stone, you have sand or whatever. You could build your own little Minecraft buildings or whatever in them. Do decorations. Maybe you're going to put them on your cubicle at work. Just all sorts of stuff. They're really cool. Full color. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful magnets. $19.99 to buy. Just really cool. And you get it and you do your decorating and just all sorts of cool Minecraft stuff. So this is everything on the list. I'm going to just quickly, very quickly, run down the names of everything and the price quickly. And then I will remind you, of course, where you can get the links to it all. So we have a Doctor Who Sonic Screwdriver for $39.95. The voice-activated interactive R2-D2 for $279.77. The Nerf N-Strike Stampede, basically machine gun, costs $49.99. We have the Wi-Fi and USB cufflinks. They're a really cool silver color, $250. The computer icon throw pillows are $29 each or $149 for the whole collection. The Star Wars logo earrings, you can choose Rebel Alliance or the Galactic Empire. They cost $24.99. The Star Wars Han Solo in Carbonite ice cube tray. It's $5.99 per tray. You can get the Han Shot First t-shirt. Price ranges between $17.99 and $19.99. The Doctor Who TARDIS light string. It's a string of lights, which are the TARDIS. Cost $19.99. The Doctor Who Dalek to Victory poster is only $8.99 unframed. The Minecraft Sticky Notepad is $9.99. The Serenity Keychain is $11.99. The Lego Mini Storage Boxes range in price between $3.99 and $4.99. The Instacloth Towel in a Tablet is $5.90 for 32 tablets. And finally, the last item is the Minecraft Magnet Sheet of Blocks. It's $19.99 for a whole sheet, bunch of magnets that are the blocks of Minecraft. I hope that you found all of this is interesting. Maybe these are going to be some ideas that you could use to go ahead and get something cool for the holidays, for the geek in your life. I want to remind all of you that you can go ahead and get the whole list of everything by going to the show notes for this episode. Head on over to trollitc.com/GE24. I'd love to hear what you're thinking of that would be a cool gift for the geek in your life. I'm sure there are things I left out. These are just some really cool things I came across, but I bet you came across some really cool ones too. Some things maybe you're hoping to get for yourself or hoping to give to someone else. So please tell me what they are. Send me an email. Send one to geeksexplicitly@gmail.com or post a comment on the show notes. Head on over to trollitc.com/GE24 or trollitc.com/GE24. That's right. That's GE in the numbers 2 and 4. Head on over there. Leave a comment. Love to hear what you have to say. Of course, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. All that kind of stuff. You can find out all the different ways to get in touch with us by going to those show notes. Very important. Show notes, show notes, show notes. trollitc.com/GE24. Go there. Leave a comment. Find all the information. Be sure to check out this list of 15 geeky gifts for the holidays. There's hyperlinks. You just click on them. You can do your shopping online and get more information. So I want to thank everyone, of course, for listening. We're going to have our usual credits and promos for the other shows on the Troll in the Corner podcast network. Because if you liked Geeks Explicitly. Chances are you're going to like some of the other shows on the network. I also want to give a huge plug, because this is not yet in that pre-recorded section yet, but I want to give a huge plug to the new show that Ben Gerber is doing with Tristan Tarwater. It is Growing Up Geek, I believe, or Growing Geeks. I should probably have double-checked that name. Sorry about that. But it's a cool, cool, cool new podcast that they're coming out with, where it's going to be talking about being a parent as a geek and raising geeks, raising your child in the world of geekdom and all that kind of cool stuff, teaching them to like things like Doctor Who and Minecraft and Star Wars, of course, and Trek and just Serenity, all that really cool stuff that geeks love, computers and tech and games and just comics, everything, loving it all. It's going to be really cool. I hope you look for it. And again, I just want to remind everyone and thank it, them again, of course, thank our sponsor. We are very, very, very thankful to Noble Knight Games for sponsoring not only this show, but the other shows on the Troll in the Corner podcast network. You heard the little promo blurb that we did at the beginning of the show telling you all about Noble Knight Games. So be sure to check them out, because if you need a game, head on over there. They can help you out and you can get some really good deals on what they have there. So thank you again. Of course, we'll be back again next week with another episode of Geeks Explicitly. This is Jonathan J. Reinhart signing off and thanking you once again for listening to Geeks Explicitly. This show is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. If you enjoy this show, you might like some of the other podcasts on the network. Every Wednesday is a new episode of Indie Talks with Troll ITC owner Ben Gerber. Ben chats with people involved with indie games, movies, and much more. Every Thursday is a new episode of Geeks Explicitly, hosted by yours truly. All aspects of geek life are discussed. Wargaming Recon comes to you on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. I chat about historical and New England gaming. Monsters of the Shattered World, hosted by Troll ITC editor Brent Newhall, releases monthly. This story podcast details the adventures of a young scholar encountering strange monsters on a foreign planet. To learn more about the shows on TCPN, visit www.trollitc.com/TCPN.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner network at trollitc.com. and give Indie Talks a listen.
What is Wargaming Recon?
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
3,000 miles from home, an American army is fighting for you.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base.
Historical Wargaming for your ears, only at wargamingforums.com.
Oh, the humanity!
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Here at Geeks Explicitly, we love feedback. You can email us at geeksexplicitly@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Please check us out online by going to www.trollitc.com/geekspodcast.